This is Peter Wallace at the 2007 Festival of Homiletics in Nashville, Tennessee. And with me today is the Reverend Gene Smith of the Lilly Endowment, the National Clergy Renewal Program. Gene, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the program. Some pastors know about this, but a good many don't.
I just wish more did, and I thank you for this opportunity to tell more people. The National Clergy Renewal Program is a sabbatical grants opportunity for pastors who are serving congregations. And basically what happens is that the congregation works with the pastor to design a renewal program of 3 to 4 months. The grants are for up to $45,000, which also allows funds for the congregation to be able to sustain itself while the pastor's away. So it's a winning proposition all the way around. And I guess part of the joy of this is coming to places like the Festival of Homiletics and actually getting to meet people who've had these grants. They're all over the country, so I don't get to meet very many of them. And so today, I've gotten to meet three of them, and I think they're willing to share some testimony about the quality of the programs that they've had.
Very good. We do have three here. Two of them have completed the program, and one is in the midst of it. What I'm going to ask you to do is just tell us your name and your church and where you're from, and then I'll ask you about the program.
I'm Steve Sayer. I serve at the Reformed Church of Bushkill in Bushkill, Pennsylvania, in the Poconos.
I'm Alfred Johnson. I'm from Newark, New Jersey, and I've been serving there for the past 20 years at Clinton Avenue Presbyterian Church.
And I'm Scott Brown, pastor at the Colts Neck Reformed Church in Colts Neck, New Jersey.
Well, great. You all are smiling. I think you've had good experiences. Tell us about your experience.
Well, the theme for my sabbatical was siesta, and that's kind of what I needed, I think, more than anything else. As I got into it more and more, it turned out I realized more and more how much I needed a little bit of a break, and was very, very tired after 23 years of ministry and a building campaign in the not-too-recent past. And so just found this to be a time where I could really step back and begin to recover some perspective on my ministry, and came back not just refreshed, but I think in a much better place to be able to do some ministry.
And when did you complete the program?
I was done in August of 2006.
And how has your ministry changed afterward?
It's been very interesting to me because in our building program, I had to become very detail-oriented in order to make all that happen, and just kind of retained that focus once the building program was done, and that was not a helpful focus for me or our church. And yet I didn't realize that I was unable to tear myself away from having that kind of emphasis on detail and administration. So being away for 4 months just allowed me to step back, re-examine what I really was supposed to be doing in ministry, and kind of rethink and get a new perspective on what I needed to do when I came back. So I was able to come back and I think be much more pastoral to people and not quite so technically oriented.
And Reverend Johnson, how about you?
My focus was within the Presbyterian Church. We pride ourselves in being a connectional church, but there's a tremendous diversity. And so I was looking at how do we affirm our diversity, but at the same time embrace it. I have been retracing the roots of this diversity within the church, and so it has been an exciting past month, really. I had the opportunity of, well, first of all, going back to the city of Newark-on-Trent in England, from whence the name Newark got its name. But I also, the following week, I was worshiping in a Scottish Presbyterian church in the in Scotland. And when I leave here, I'm going to be retracing our cultural roots. I'll be visiting the Martin Luther King Center up there in Atlanta. And then I'll be going on to Savannah, the south, from which many of our members in my diverse congregation live. Another exciting thing that I've had is worshiping. I am pastor of an urban congregation, but I'm able to worship with the suburban churches, to see the diversity of worship, to see the diversity of activities. And so I am going to be affirming my cultural roots, but I'm also going to know more how we embrace the others within this connectional system. And I have been blessed. This program to me, you know, you are in the deep in ministry, but it's like a breath of fresh air as I come up to resurface and get this time of relaxation and refreshing and renewal.
And you finished the program as well.
Yes, I was able to complete my journey of renewal about 6 months ago, and it's been just extraordinary to reflect on what I was able to do, but mostly what I was not able to do. I was able to rest, and I was able to find a sense of Sabbath. I'm 21 years into ministry at the time of the renewal grant, and so kind of three Sabbath journeys through, and I've got 21 years, I figure, God willing, yet to go in ministry. And so right at the midpoint, it was a wonderful time to step back, to be refreshed, spent time tracing some spiritual roots in the footsteps of John and Paul in Greece and Turkey, but also family roots. My children are in a transitional time, graduating from high school and college, was able to spend some significant time before they take off and experience what God has called them to do. So those were very renewing and enriching for me. Steve spoke about building program. What was especially helpful for me is that our congregation went through a major capital campaign, and it started, and the majority of the work was done while I was on my leave, which was very helpful for me and for the congregation to realize what they can do because they are the church. I provide leadership and vision, was able to cast vision, set some people in place, and release them into ministry, and then I was able to step back. They were excited to realize that they could do it, and now I come back into a church that's empowered really to step up to the plate and do more than what they probably would have considered was possible previously.
Gene, we've heard three very different stories, but they're all very positive, and I know that there are many, many others. Is there anything you're particularly looking for when you get the applications?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to thank these three pastors for their testimonies. They did a far better job than anything I could have said. What we're looking for in the applications, and I think all these men have summed it up very well, is a pastor. We ask the question, what will make your heart sing? And a pastor who uses his or her creativity, imagination, to design a program that will truly benefit them spiritually, physically, emotionally, just in a number of ways. We're not looking for something that's a series of workshops or, you know, things to do. Pastors have enough things to do, but a sense of rest and a sense of Sabbath. And I think the applications that probably stir the hearts of the readers the most are the ones where the pastors and the congregations have written these with a great sense of gratitude and joy. And that comes through very easily.
Tell us about the application process.
The application process will start probably in October. The board of the Lilly Endowment has affirmed the program for another year, and they are due in the middle of May next year, and then the grants will be announced in late September of next year. So people who are thinking about a renewal program that would start in either late 2008 or any time during 2009, I should think about applying on this next round.
Is there a website that they can go to?
Yes. The website is Lilly Endowment, and that's Lilly with three L's, L-I-L-L-Y, lillyendowment.org, and click on Religion, and then click on National Clergy Renewal.
We'll have that link on our website as well. Before we go, tell us a little about about yourself. You are an Episcopal priest.
That's correct.
You've been doing this for 10 years at Lilly.
I've been at Lilly for 10 and a half years now, and I actually went through the ordination process, started it while I was still working at a bank in Indianapolis, and I was ordained in 1998 as a priest. And I've been serving churches as priest associate, and currently I'm doing an interim.
Excellent. I wonder if we have any final thoughts from you about this program and how it's affected your ministry.
I feel pretty confident that I wouldn't have been able to continue where I was just because I was so wiped out without this. And I know that I feel physically and emotionally in a much more healthy place than I was before I started. So I'm very, very grateful to have had the opportunities.
I'm from an urban situation, a small church. The Sunday before I received the letter from Lilly, I was just completing, in fact, we had a celebration of 40 years in ministry. And urban, poor, not much they had to offer me for my 40 years. And on that Thursday when the letter came, I said, thanks be to God. It was like the big man upstairs was intervening and say, this is what you are getting here and now for 40 years of ministry. And so I want to express thanks. And I'm resting. I'm reconnecting with my wife. When you go out traveling, it's like a honeymoon from the church and with my wife. So I really am grateful, and I think that this is a real time of refreshing renewal, and I want to express thanks to the Lilly Foundation for what they have done for me. And I go back with a new vision, renewed. I may have another lap to go, and I will be able to end on a strong note.
I, too, would just like to say thanks be to God. Thanks to Lilly Endowment for this opportunity, and thanks to my congregation. I would close by just encouraging pastors as they are looking to do this to apply, but also I would encourage congregations to seriously consider this as not just a gift to your pastor, but a gift to the greater church, because healthy pastors will lead healthy churches, and this opportunity then to move forward will renew all involved, not just the pastor and family, but also the congregation as well. It's a win for everybody.
Thanks very much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.